Rob, what was this like? A great environment and a great game?
Just a super environment, as good as you could ask for. Couldn't be more grateful, thankful, appreciative of the 12th man showing up in full force tonight. Great energy from the word go. And Chandler, I thought, did a nice job. Had some traffic on the bases, but made pitches to get us through three. And offensively, we grabbed the lead early. And, you know, both bullpens started mixing and matching. And, you know, we were able to withstand a couple innings that could have gotten away from us. We made some pitches get off the field. But probably the biggest at bat of the night, turns out, was Hunter Coleman's 9-pitch at bat. Just stayed in the fight and, you know, finally got a ball out over the plate and got a big hit.
You said yesterday that none of them were easy, and you were right again, weren't you?
Well, they're not easy, and, you know, maybe the score says it's a little bit easier than you think, but, you know, Division I wins don't come easy. They're a dogfight, and there's a lot of things got to go your way, and we certainly had a lot of things go our way tonight.
You had to think maybe it could be that way after the first inning, though.
Well, I mean, you guys jinxed it yesterday when at practice when you asked about what would you rather have. I mean, you knew it was going to be a one-run job after somebody brought that up. I don't know who's guilty of that.
How big was Hoffman?
Retzlaff.
Huh? How big was Hoffman tonight?
He was really good. I mean, the eighth inning could have gotten away from us, and he was able to get Reynolds to get off the field and went back out there in the ninth with a clean one, and I'm proud of him.
The Reynolds at-bat was probably one of the biggest at-bats.
Certainly was. I mean,
what were your emotions like at that point?
I just wanted him to be down, and hopefully Reynolds hit it at somebody, and, you know, we were very fortunate there.
Cameras caught him really talking to himself in between pitches. Is that something he's done all season? Hoffman.
Oh, yeah, certainly. That's his alter ego, and, you know, when he's talking to himself, you know he's revved up and ready to go.
Does he answer himself?
I'm not sure. I haven't asked yet what he's saying. I don't know if any of us want to know.
Well, what do you think it means for this team to be able to beat Texas?
Well, just to play good consistently with the way the last month's gone, to play good this past weekend against LSU, to come out, win tonight, it's a good feeling, and, you know, be able to hopefully maintain that momentum going into a big series with Alabama on Thursday.
A lot of pitchers use for a midweek game. Is that kind of indicative of the name on the other jersey on the other side?
No, we didn't go deep into the bullpen with LSU, and those guys needed to get back out there and pitch. Actually, you know, some of those guys hadn't pitched since last weekend at Georgia, so that was by design, and we weren't going to let Jaws go super deep, and we needed to get Kolick back out on the horse, and, you know, I would like to have gotten through the fifth inning before we started using the other guys, but it didn't work out that way, and we were fortunate to win.
With the way your team's playing right now, do you like the fact that you'll go Thursday?
Yeah, I do. I mean, we got our guys lined up ready to go, and, you know, Alabama has won each of their last two series, and they're pitching it better than anybody in the Southeast Conference in conference play. So it's going to be a tough test. Coach Bohannon's got them rolling and playing with an awful lot of confidence.
Does what this mean wins because of the opponent? Does that get into the game plan at all, or into coaching decisions, considering it is a non-conference game?
It's a big game. I mean, let's just face it. It's a big game for the fans. It's a big game for both kids, teams in either dugout. But, again, it's a midweek game. But when you look at it, the name on the front of the jersey, certainly it's a big environment, and it was tonight. And it's also a big RPI win as well for both teams. And certainly when you're at home, you want to make sure you get those wins, and we were able to get that tonight.
Is this a game you hope to continue in the future?
Certainly so. I mean, it's been a longstanding rivalry, and Coach Pierce and his staff do a great job. Got the utmost respect for them, not only as coaches but as friends. And I think the players have got mutual respect for one another, too. I think it's good for our sport and our state.
Is it one you'd ever consider for a pre-conference series?
Not at this point. I mean, we'll continue to play home and home each year in the middle of the week at this, unless something were to change and we do something early in the season. But I don't see that happening.
Thanks and giggles, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.